Clallam, Washington is the type of town where people smile and nod in the supermarket parking lot, even if you're a stranger. This week, the close-knit mountain community has been battling a more than 22,000-acre wildfire. The blaze has displaced many residents. Correspondent Anna King reports from the scene of the blaze.
We're up here near the Sunlight Waters development, and several helicopters are bringing in bucket loads of water, trying to douse the flames just northwest of this development. We're up here at kind of a viewpoint, and several areas of heavy smoke are going.
The blaze has had firefighters evacuating people and pets, sometimes just in time. At least 60 structures, including homes and cabins, have been burned down. Many stock animals have been evacuated to the nearby Ellensburg Rodeo Grounds. At a community meeting, hundreds of hot, tired, and stressed-out residents sat in bleachers. They wanted to hear more about the wildfire edging their town. The mere mention of volunteer firefighters drew applause. Outside, I caught up with Susan Colts. She said her church congregation and neighbors are trying to help those who have been displaced or lost their homes.
I think it's been very fatiguing on those people who are in that situation. They just don't know where to turn or what to do, and sleep is hard and coming.
Downtown Clallam, Tyler Oversby stood outside his small white house barefoot, watching plumes of smoke billow closer to town.
It's just horrifying, actually. Because this is getting huge, and like it looks like a volcano just erupted around us. I don't know. It's very scary.
Firefighting officials are hoping for containment of the blaze in 5 to 7 days. They say right now it's still a very difficult and dangerous fire in rough terrain. I'm Anna King in Clallam, Washington.